For many, summer means cookouts, beach trips, park trips, and other kinds of outdoor activities. But for many urban kids, nature's very much an unknown quantity. In fact, the notion of the great outdoors is changing, and with it, what it means to be out in nature. Here to explore this phenomenon with me more deeply is National Wildlife Federation President and CEO Colin O'Meara. Hey, Colin.
Hey, John.
So talk to me a little bit about what it means to get outdoors and how has that changed in time?
Yeah, over the past few generations, I mean, we're just seeing kids spend more and more time inside. You know, when I was growing up, 30 years ago, there were a handful of, electronic devices. There was only a few stations on TV. But over the last 30 years, there's more and more kind of electronic stimuli. There's more things you can do inside. And the average American kid right now is spending about 60 hours a week in front of some kind of screen. That's more than a full-time job. And that's in addition to the 35 hours they're in school and wow. the other commitments on their time. And so that's time they're not spending outside. And so when you and I were growing up, we were playing in streams. We were, exploring the woods. We were building forts. We were, fishing. We were hunting. For most American kids, that's not the experience anymore. Now, layer on top of that, more and more parents concerned about safety and their kids not being able to run outside. So they'd rather keep them locked in the house and have them playing in the basement than maybe running around. And you add all that together, and not only are kids not getting the exercise benefits and the kind of leadership skills that come from playing with your neighborhood friends and in nature, they're also not getting that appreciation for nature that I think led people like me and you to have the careers that we've had because we had so much exposure to the great outdoors and to wildlife.
So, what are the implications of that? How does that change their capacity to take care of the planet the way that we would like them to?
Yeah, it's pretty scary, frankly. From a conservation ethic point of view, you can only kind of protect what you love, and if you only kind of love what you understand and what you've been taught. And so if you don't have an appreciation for nature or it's just academic, the chance of you, really kind of advocating for positions that preserve parks or create different habitat for wildlife or hunting and fishing experiences or birding experiences is diminished. But more significant even than that, as scary as that is, the impact on the individual is very worrisome. And the average kid, the statistical obesity in this country has gone, close to 30% with projections up to 60%. Juvenile diabetes is on the rise. And despite some great effort by the First Lady, we're still a fairly sedentary kind of childhood experience for many American youth. On top of that, the academic kind of performance that can be tied to folks that are more active, that are focusing on critical thinking skills when they're outside, compared to that experience to, somebody just kind of mindlessly playing on their iPad or playing a video game for hours, there's a whole intellectual development that's being lost that then translates into school performance and eventually job performance.
Talk to me about solutions.
So the biggest thing, we got to get kids outside. And it can't just be these one-off activities, whether that's getting folks, to the local waterway, whether it's getting folks to the big parks. But most importantly, we need to have more places close to home that they can go recreate.
Sure.
It's one thing to have the big field trip to the Chesapeake Bay or, my daughter last week, I took her down to Delaware Bay to flip horseshoe crabs. That's not going to be the normal experience for everybody. And so we need to have, more places close to home, make sure that every waterway is accessible. And then we have to do a lot in schools. Because if they're going to spend time in schools, let's get them outside with gardens, with wetlands, make sure they're bringing nature to them rather than trying to take them to nature.
Good thoughts. Thank you so much, Colin. For some great ideas from the Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation on what you and your kids can do outdoors, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WIPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.